Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
Well, there's surprises and there's surprises. This comes from Beverly Hills, Texas.
Ah.
The famous Beverly Hills that everybody knows and loves in Texas.
The redheaded stepchild of the other.
Well, they are. Texas is older, so maybe they had it first.
You think that's possible?
I think it's probably pretty likely, to be honest. But what? It's also kind of funny because if you've ever been to Texas, they don't have hills.
Yeah, so why are
there hills
Beverly
on the border? That's about the state of the hills in Texas.
Not to derail this segment, but I do find it hilarious, and we do this too, where you take like a bigger named city and you have a bad name for that state. So my example of this would be like Dallas, Oregon, or Paris, Texas, if you will. Beverly
Moscow,
Hills,
Idaho.
Texas. Moscow, Idaho.
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, but we're bigger now, yeah. So we kind of run.
Sure, but I mean, that was well established. I mean, here's another one.
It was
one.
Established first,
New
but
York
we improved.
Was New York.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't it Amsterdam at one point? It was New Amsterdam. Was that New York?
I don't know.
There was a there
or
was
that might have been like one of the possibilities when they were naming the city, but
I was gonna say I know when the Dutch settled, there was a Amsterdam, a New Amsterdam type deal.
But yeah, we're not very ingenious with our
we're not very original.
No.
It's not something we do. We
so
do often.
The city of Beverly Hills, Texas was incorporated in 1939. I would imagine that is before Beverly Hills, California.
Yes. Also, New Amsterdam, the original name for New York City.
Beverly Hills, California was indeed incorporated first. 1914.
Eat that, Texas.
Ah, so there we go.
California known for their hills. Also, by the way, New Amsterdam, the original name for New York City, settled by Dutch settlers in 1626.
Freaky deaky Dutch got their butts kicked, and that's what happened.
Then
it
became New York, so look at that.
But this story from Beverly Hills, Texas, a 36-year-old Texas woman is being held on felony stalking charges because she held a wedding without the groom present. Now, there was a clergy, religious, anointed, whatever figure, got their marriage degree online, or marriage blessing thing online, that greenlit this, and that name is being withheld. I'm sure he's going to be wrapped up in some hell.
This
but
rocks.
The Beverly Hills police chief in Beverly Hills, Texas, was contacted by a 42-year-old man last Friday who said he found a package from his ex-girlfriend. This woman was indeed his ex-girlfriend, that included a copy of his marriage certificate showing he was indeed married. The victim told police he had a relationship with the suspect and they had gotten a marriage license around June 2nd, but had broken up before the wedding took place. The chief said the investigation determined that the woman had convinced a pastor to certify the marriage without the groom being present. How the hell does that happen?
Hey, no, he really wants to marry me. Trust me.
Trust me, bro.
That's exactly what she did. I can't believe that someone thought that this would work. I understand that, like, hey, there are crazy people out there. And let's call a spade here. I think if you try and marry someone without their consent, that's probably crazy. I love that she thought it would then make him fall in love with her. Like, I know you didn't know how much I loved you before, but now that we're married, you'll love me more.
Yeah. So this is absolutely badass crazy. I don't like,
it's insane.
Number one, like, no, we're getting married. Number two, finding somebody to sign off on this and then actually doing it. Those feel like three separate things to me. Like,
how much money did she have to pay him? Or is that a family member? Is that like her dad?
Well, the name of the person has not yet been released.
That's got to be a family member, right?
Or a friend or something.
It's got to be someone close, like close enough to where they're around her a lot and understand or have a lack of understanding, but not too much of an understanding, if that makes sense. Like, knows that there's a dude that she wants to marry and that she dated, but is out of the loop enough to where they got, where they broke up. Or that they're not together anymore.
This is, I mean, look, again, they did receive the original marriage license that they didn't sign on June 2nd. So this is only a 2-week period. But, like, apparently the crazy was apparent to this dude. And he was like, no, we're not going to go through with this. I'm out. I'm like, obviously this woman is unstable. But what had to happen for you to be like, no, we're going to get married. And then for you to be like, I'm out.
Maybe she got a gift that she couldn't return.
Oh, the wedding registry, huh?
Yeah, she's like,
or she got something she really liked. And she's like, I can't give this back. Look, man, Rust and I have talked about this. The bougie rice cooker that pre-measures the water based on the amount of rice you have in the container. Go ahead, Rust. I see you bringing it up.
Oh, wait, yeah. This is a real thing.
Oh yeah.
It's badass.
Go ahead and fill people in.
Yeah. So you got it's basically like a Keurig style rice cooker. So you got the water tank on there. Separate from the cooking,
so it's already
part.
Filled.
Yeah, and so it has a scale in there. It weighs how much rice or beans or whatever, what have you, you're going to cook in there, and knows by that how much water to dispense.
So this is like the Traeger with Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
have you noticed that?
Oh yeah,
it's fantastic.
It's smart cooking. Well, like, that way your rice isn't too soggy or too dry. Right. You're like, because I make rice 3 times a week, if not more, and I do it very. Simply, I've got a rice cooker that I don't, for whatever reason, I don't use as often. It's just a regular old rice cooker. I got the Amazon. I've had one of these things forever, probably since I was in the Air Force. I've had one version of this. It's just a black container with a screw on lid that has holes poked in the top to let the steam out. And I just microwave it. And I know how trashy that is.
I microwave my rice.
I get it.
You're good.
No, we have a microwave rice cooker at home too.
Yeah, but like, I get it. I literally just, I do. You know, 3 cups of rice, 3 cups of water, because it's 1-to-1.
Right.
Throw it in the microwave for 10 minutes and...
There we go. We're good to go.
What I end up doing is I eat a little bit of that rice that night, and the rest of it, I make fried rice the next day.
Nice. Classic.
Anybody who doesn't know this secret, if you want the best fried rice, use day-old rice.
Is it just something with the taste?
It's not just the taste. It's that, like, if you put it in the fridge, it's not dry... But a lot of the moisture is gone, so it won't burn, but it'll get that, like, you'll get a couple of
it'll
those kernels
crisp.
That get that crisp in it, and it's just picture perfect.
Something about it. I love, personally, back in the day, the old O-line meal, a little Spam eggs and rice.
Oh, yeah.
Just load it up, chop up some Spam, on purpose burn the Spam. That's how I was taught.
Yeah.
To cook it, burn it a little bit, so there's a little crunch, a little spice. Throw a little hot sauce on there. Ironically enough, I was actually on a phone call today with a buddy of mine who is getting married, and he is vaguely aware that I have gotten him a gift, and he is now aware.
Is this on your own or registry?
No, this is on my own. I'll buy him. What I do, and I know I'm young and it's kind of lame, I purchase something on the honeymoon. I don't buy a ladle. I don't care about your ladles. I'm not going to buy you a gravy boat. You're never going to use a gravy boat. My parents still have the china that they got from their wedding, and it's fine china.
Look, it's nice to have and to look at.
You don't
never,
use it.
Ever, ever use it.
Right. So I'm not about that. I will look onto the honeymoon registry, and it's like, hey, we want to go have a spa day. I'll buy that.
Oh,
or,
yeah, there you go.
Hey, we want to have a massage on the beach. Boom. Throw down $50.
I've never seen the
$100 to take care of that.
the honeymoon registry.
It's a young kid thing.
I like that.
There is not a single person my age that I have gone to their wedding where there was not a honeymoon registry thing. And I will always chip in for something that can go on at the honeymoon. For my brother and his wife, I made an attempt to purchase tickets that through a non-reputable source may or may not have been taken from us. Get the money back. Yeah, I'm really mad about it still. But anyways, so I wonder if she got a gift that was so good. Like my buddy, he knows that he's getting a really nice gift from me. I think he'd have to go through with the wedding, even if someone tried to call it off.
You're like, hey, we're gonna do this. Like, I can see the motivation here.
Yeah, like there was a show called Bridezilla years. And it was popular and people loved it. She might just be a bridezilla and wanted to keep some of her gifts.
I get it. It's a very, very sad, weird, twisted place. And I want no part of it. But yeah. Also, people like things.
Yeah, that's why I'm not married. I don't want to deal with this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
not fun. I had to stay far away.
That's for sure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.